And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And this news update is brought to you by Eric Lundy, your local financial advisor at Lundy Financial Services in Bad Axe. For stocks, bonds, CDs, mutual funds, and IRAs, contact Lundy Financial Services at 840 South Van Dyke Road in Bad Axe. Securities and advisory services are offered through Prospera Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. A Port Hope man is facing the possibility of a lengthy prison sentence after authorities say he took a pickup truck without permission and crashed it into a stop sign late last year. 54-year-old Frederick Arthur McCoy entered a no-contest plea this week in Huron County 52nd Circuit Court to unlawfully driving away a motor vehicle. And because of his status as a habitual offender, the charge carries a potential sentence of up to 10 years behind bars. Prosecutors say the incident happened on New Year's Eve in Huron Township when McCoy allegedly took a friend's truck without permission, crashed it, and leaving the vehicle heavily damaged after he struck a stop sign with it. Court records show McCoy has prior felony convictions, so this obviously isn't new to him, including arson, receiving or concealing a stolen vehicle, and domestic violence in Saginaw County. Under a plea agreement, prosecutors will not pursue additional habitual offender enhancements, and McCoy is also required to pay full restitution to the truck's owner, and the Michigan Secretary of State's office could suspend his license for up to a year. Sentencing is scheduled for May 18th before Judge Gerald M. Prill, and McCoy remains out on bond pending that hearing. In a courtroom drama that sounds more like a movie script than a typical docket, a Huron County District Court visiting Judge Prill offered a defendant a unique path to a fresh start. Colin Arturo Radcliffe, facing $720 in fines and fees, found himself at quite the crossroads. Radcliffe's story is one of profound hardship. The recent death of his father, loss of his home, and the theft of all of his possessions left him living out of a car and struggling to keep up. These personal tragedies led to missed court dates and mounting debt. But in an unusual turn, the court acknowledged its own administrative error and presented an offer. Radcliffe could serve 13 days in jail, and $630 of his outstanding fines would be waived. The remaining $50 in state costs would still be due, however. Radcliffe, with a baby on the way and a desperate desire to turn his life around, had accepted the offer. This isn't just about clearing a debt to him. It's about a man seeking a clean slate before becoming a father, trading time behind bars for a chance at a much brighter future. The bench warrant for his arrest has been recalled, and a new chapter is beginning. And we will be right back after this message from our sponsor, Lundy Financial Services.
How confident are you in your current investment portfolio? Is your retirement account set up to provide you with the retirement income needed to continue living the lifestyle you've worked so hard for? With many of us retiring early, can your current plan last? If you have any doubts or questions, then you may want to have a full review to determine if you're well-positioned to last the duration of your retirement years. This is Eric Lundy of Lundy Financial Services, and I can offer you a complete complimentary portfolio review. Call me today at 989-269-7427 to schedule a no-obligation consultation.
Lundy Financial Services is an independent firm with securities and advisory services offered through Prospera Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC.
And we are back. That was your news for the hour, but you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for more news, weather, cancellations, and obituaries. I'm Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.